Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's going to be Lars Nootbaar, Mason Wynn, and Ivan Herrera, the first three batters that Mizorowski will face. And his very first pitch in the big leagues is a strike, and away we go. His first bullet at 100 miles an hour. Okay, welcome to the show.
What an electric arm and a quality strike to boot.
Jacob Mizorowski wowing people in his debut last Thursday. Truly an amazing performance by Mizorowski for sure. Highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. You heard Vinny Rutino there with Brian Anderson. Vinny Rutino will be on this show coming up Wednesday afternoon at 3:20. The main reason I want to get Rutino is on, because he's a former catcher, I want to get his thoughts on what this has got to be like trying to catch Mizorowski at this point, and then get his thoughts on what it's like hitting Mizorowski at this point as well. We'll cover both of those with Rutino coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Joining us now on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line, he is Anthony Wetrado, Forbes Sports MLB writer here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan, Sparky with you. Mr. Wetrado, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Sparky.
All right, let's get to it first. Your thoughts first before we get to the Brewers and the Cubs coming up and so forth. Obviously, you cover the Dodgers quite a bit living out in L.A. Your thoughts, your reaction to the Devers trade to the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, look, I think that was a huge swing by San Francisco and probably one that they needed to take. Look, they've been trying since 2018, 2019 to attract like sort of that big blockbuster type of bat. They went aggressively at Bryce Harper. They went aggressively at Aaron Judge. They've gone after a bunch of these big name hitters and everybody shunned them. Basically, I think part of it is also, they just don't want to hit in that ballpark, which is pitcher friendly. And so to pull something like this off, it was going to have to be via trade. And, you know, they didn't have to give up that much, in all honesty, for a guy in Devers who is probably, his floor right now is like a top 10 offensive player in baseball.
Agreed.
And so, you know, for them to land him and to give up what they gave up, which seems like a pretty pretty humble return for the Red Sox, to put it nicely, this is a win for the Giants, because the thing that they're lacking right now is offensive production. They signed Willy Adames, who people listening are very familiar with, and hasn't really worked out. You know, it's early, obviously, and Adames is starting to turn it around, it looks like. But he's been sort of an offensive disappointment to this point. And the Giants have some pitching that we think, you know, has the potential to hold up throughout the season, but they have not been able to score enough. And so this puts them a step in that direction toward fixing that. You know, this isn't the NBA where one guy can sort of change your entire outlook. A hitter gets 4 plate appearances a game or something like that to do his damage. So one guy isn't going to completely shift that focus. But like I said, it's a step in the right direction, and it's an it's an incredibly aggressive move, I think, for the Giants and Buster Posey. One that, like I said, it's something that I think they had to do to improve this offense, because aside from overpaying for Willy Adames, like, no other real hitters have shown a huge interest in being there.
It's funny you say Willy Adames. Willy Adames is hitting .201. He was under .200. .284 on base percentage. My God. .340 slugging.
He's been playing a lot better lately, so those numbers are up from where they were.
Yeah, the last five or six games. I saw you had a hit here, a couple hits there, so forth. Yeah, but that is not good. The other part about this, obviously, is how really close are they to really winning that division? The Dodgers have been beset by injuries and everything else, but you know, if you told me, make a bet, who do you want to win that division, regardless of what the Dodgers have looked like? Otani just slumped a little bit, had a couple home runs the other night to break out of that, but I would still pick the Dodgers to win this division even after that trade.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, not the NBA where, you know, you trade for a guy like a Giannis, right, and all of a sudden your team goes from mediocre to a contender. Baseball doesn't have that same sort of, you know, a single player doesn't have that same impact in Major League Baseball. So this improves the Giants. It makes them better. It doesn't make them the favorite. And that's saying that with the Dodgers, you know, their pitching injuries just continuing to pile up. So I think that between the Giants and the Padres, if they're both fighting for one of the wild card spots, this helps them incredibly, because Devers is that kind of offensive force where you add him to a lineup like that and he's going to be a difference maker.
Talk with Anthony Wittrato, Forbes Sports Senior MLB writer. Follow him on Twitter at @AWittrato. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. The Brewers making some waves here at the end of last week, calling up Jacob Mizorowski, their number one pitching prospect, throwing over 100 miles an hour, I think 14, 15 times in that game. Five innings of no-hit ball. Got into the sixth inning and then came out, had some cramping or whatever. But expected to pitch this week in Chicago against the Cubs at Wrigley. And you look at all the injuries the Brewers have had as well, and seemingly, like every other year, more so this year than any other, they seemingly just find pitching no matter who it is and figure out how to make it work regardless and keep themselves in contention.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see that happen. You know, the offense has been like kind of mediocre.
You're being nice.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think for them to keep their heads above water, it was going to have to rely on the pitching. And when you look at it, like from a team ERA standpoint, it's been pretty fine. But they've outperformed like some of the underlying metrics, I think. You know, so there's a little bit of positive luck on their side right now. Is it sustainable? I think to a point it probably is. You know, I think when you look at like expected FIP and things like that, like they're low in the National League, but I don't think it's a thing. It's not so low that you're like, this is completely smoke and mirrors. You know, I don't think it's that, but I do think when you take a look at all of that stuff, you sort of figure them to be maybe a little better than 500, and their record right now is a little better than 500.
Five over. Yep.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, the evidence there kind of fits who they are at the moment, but I don't think the Cubs are a perfect team in that division. I think they've just been hotter, and they've produced a little better in all honesty. But I don't think that takes the Brewers out of this conversation at all.
All right, so let's talk about that for a second, because obviously this is a bigger series for the Brewers than the Cubs starting tomorrow, being 5.5 back coming into this. And we talked about it earlier this hour. Which way do you think the crew makes the playoffs? Is it through the division or through the wild card? As of today, 5.5 back of the division lead Cubs, everybody else behind them in the division, and 1.5 out of that wild card race right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How in the NL?
Yeah, I think if I had to bet the money, I would probably say they're going to have to do it through the wild card. Not that they can't overtake the Cubs, but I think that there's just a lot more uncertainty, I think, with some of those other teams that are fighting for a wild card position. Like we just talked about the Giants. Like, yes, they got Devers. Yes, that's an improvement, but is it enough? And, you know, it's that kind of question mark with the Padres. You know, is their pitching going to be enough? Is that going to hold up? So I think that when you look at it that way, there's probably more of an opportunity there. But again, I don't think the Cubs have their own flaws. And I think that if the Brewers were to find themselves in like a hot month, you know, where they go, you know, they win 21 of 30 or something like that, it's not unheard of. That just means you have a good stretch. They can put themselves right at the top of that division, I think.
It's interesting because if you look at the National League wild card, like you said, the Phillies have the first wild card, then the Giants, then the Padres, then the Brewers a game and a half back, and then it's Cardinals and Reds. Then it's the D-backs who lost Corbin Burns, and then the Braves are way back from that. Surprised by how bad the Braves have been this year?
Very surprised. Very surprised. That they've been flat out bad at times. You know, I think that coming into the season, you looked at what their pitching staff looked like. You went, okay, these guys can stay healthy for the most part. They're going to be fine, and they're going to compete in that National League East. But they've been relatively healthy. I know they've had some buds, but the fact of the matter is they're just not playing good baseball. And, you know, they're going to be an interesting team because I think you look in about a month and is that team a seller? Because they have some real pieces of value for other clubs. You know, is an arm like Chris Sale, is somebody like him going to be on the market? And if he is, that's going to be a bidding war. And what do the Brewers look like?
No,
if they're in the
No. Stop. I don't want no damn pitching. I need bats, Anthony Wotrato. I need somebody that can hit Anthony Wotrato. Get me a bat for the middle of this lineup. That's what the Brewers need.
Well, they should have got Devers. I heard he was available.
Come on, stop. You know darn right well from having worked here, too, that they are never paying Devers $250 million on the remainder of this deal.
No chance. And the reason for that weak return from the Giants was because the Giants are taking on every
right.
dollar of that Devers deal, including the deferments.
Yep.
So that's a big reason for that. But, yeah, in terms of offense on the market, like, I think that's still a situation where you're going to have to see where this kind of plays out with some of these teams that are maybe in contention but may fall out.
It'll be like the Orioles, like Ryan O'Hearn and those guys. But I don't think there's going to be any legitimate stud bats.
I don't think so either. I think teams are going to hang on too deep into, you know, going into the trade deadline to see where they're at. And then even with that, none of those big name guys who you think can make a difference, like a Devers, are going to be available. I just don't see the market offensively shaping up like that.
He is Anthony Wotrato, Forbes Sports senior MLB writer. Follow him on Twitter at A Wotrato. When you look at the Chicago Cubs as we sit here right now, and we talked about, you know, you're thinking they're probably going to end up winning this division. Where do you think they need to improve the most right now as we sit here today looking at a trade deadline coming up in about a month and a half?
Yeah, I think they need to improve that rotation, I think. I think that'll probably be the easiest way to go about it. The offense has been fine. There's been a little, like, some of the numbers that they have are skewed by some big performances or some really hot stretches. But I think for the most part, the offensive part of that club is fine. With the injuries that they've sort of sustained in that rotation, I think they're heavy players in that market, whether it's a guy like Sandy Alcantara, whether it's somebody like Chris Sale, like I just mentioned, if he ends up being on the market, those kinds of names, I think they can be in play for them. But yeah, I would say that if they can solidify that rotation and get like a real front of the rotation kind of guy, like aside from Sale, I don't know if there's going to be an ace available. But that, I think that goes a long way for them to maybe not being the favorites to win the World Series or win, you know, or win the pennant, but like to secure the division, maybe.
Correct. And Sale would be a rental at this point, as well as it appears right now. I was reading earlier today about the Cubs and the idea of, you know, they don't get a Detmers because the ownership probably doesn't want to pay that much money necessarily at that point. Do you think ownership essentially is going to get in the way of them ever finishing this off at the end of the day? I mean, they got Kyle Tucker, which is great. He's still not signed to an extension. He's still sitting here on a lame duck year. If this guy gets to free agency without ever signing an extension between now and the end of the year, do you really think he's going back to Chicago? I doubt it. And if they lose Tucker and they don't get anything in return for him and they don't sign him, what a horrible deal that ends up being.
How they've made that trade and to this point don't have him locked into an extension is malpractice.
Yes.
I will say that not only will ownership keep them from maybe doing something real to solidify this division this year, but I think it's probably going to hamper them in their quest to like win it all, like over the long term. Like it's just what they're doing and pitching those pennies for an organization like that, is very similar to what sort of the Red Sox are doing. And right now, and it's not just the Devers deal, right? Like they've been panned for a lot of the way they've operated and constructed and deconstructed their roster. And the Cubs are sort of in the same boat as they are. And so, yeah, if you let Kyle Tucker, well, I agree with you. If he hits free agency, he's not coming back. And I think if you do that and you let a talent like that walk on you, it's going to be an abomination, and Cubs fans will have every right to be furious at that organization.
I will tell you right now that I will laugh, I will chuckle, I will giggle. I point at my producer, Charlie Usen, who's a all-Chicago fan because his dad lived near Wrigley growing up, whatever the case, maybe brainwashed him. He grew up in Brookfield, no connections to Chicago. But either way, I will laugh, giggle, and chuckle. Why? Because the trader left Milwaukee to go to Chicago to have a better chance to win with payroll and money and all this stuff. And realistically, he just went to a guy with more money that's just as cheap as the guy that he just left. And it's really not going to make that much of a difference, especially if they lose Tucker. He's going to be in the same boat he was here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know what? And I think some of that, like when they signed Council to that deal, it was, I think when people were looking at it optimistically, they were saying, okay, this is the sign now that they're opening the window.
Yep.
And they're opening the checkbook. And now, and then they go and get Kyle Tucker and like, okay, here we go. Like it's, you know, the Cubs is a juggernaut. It's about to happen in terms of like, at least, you know, trying to spend. And then we see them do what they've been doing to this point. And so it makes the Craig Council situation seem like window dressing. Like a little bit of false hustle, right? Look, we're going to go spend on this coveted manager and we're going to pay him the big bucks and we're going to fool everybody to thinking like we're serious about
it. But Anthony, think about it. The Ricketts family, remember, Ricketts was a minority owner of the Brewers with Bud Selig. So I knew going in that this is what they were getting. He's coming from Bud. So Ricketts is there. He's looking at what the trader is doing with a payroll that he has in Milwaukee and goes, well, hell, we're spending like $75 to $80 million more a year than they are. Imagine what he could do with us. If he can win the division with them, he could probably win a World Series with $75 or $80 million more, and I got to pay him more, but it'll be worth it because I don't think he ever had any intention on spending more money. He looked at it from the perspective of, I'm spending X amount of dollars more than Milwaukee. He should be able to win the whole thing with that much more additional money.
Yeah, I mean, if he truly believed that, a psychiatric evaluation is due because that alone was not going to get you through the finish line there. So yeah, I mean, look, you know, the writing was on the wall when he came out and said, I think it was during the off season that the Cubs just basically try to break even.
Yep.
It's like, oh, okay, dude, like no one is that stupid. We're not idiots here. And so that's why it looks more and more like, it was just, you know, sort of false hustle with the council thing. Because look, the fact of the matter is you make a trade like that to go get Kyle Tucker and you don't have immediate conversations about an extension. And even if they did, the fact that there's nothing progressing,
agreed,
is just ridiculous. So it, like, you made the move to, okay, maybe you catch lightning in the bottle while he's here and you make a run. But beyond that, there's no confidence in that this is going to be something that's sustainable.
Nope, none whatsoever. And then you've got the Brewers owner saying that his job is to provide a summer of fun, big fun for the fan base, and you know that's what he does every year. So there you go, Anthony Wetrado.
Fun when they're winning.
Yeah, well, again, yeah. I mean, in his mind, he's provided fun. They're in the playoff race every year. They're in the playoffs. That's what this is all about. As owner of this team, Anthony Wetrado, Forbes Sports senior MLB writer. Follow him on Twitter at @awetrado. As always, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right, Sparky. Talk to you soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.